I've often wondered why he gives us so much when we deserve so little. It is because we are his children. This morning we celebrate your seat at the big table with the boss. Gentlemen who are going to serve, will you come and take your places, please? Two admonitions appear in the scripture. One is that you never come to the table without a time of confession, where you remember those mistakes you've made and those things you've done wrong to make yourself ready to perceive the grace that is yours. I have no doubt during this weekend in your marriage, at some point, when she wasn't talking or he wasn't talking and you were just thinking, you said to yourself, if I only hadn't have done that. It might be a good time just to say, God, you forgave me a long time ago. I want to confess to you that I messed up and I'd like to start fresh. Maybe you'd pray a prayer for your marriage or for your journey together, a new start, confessing that this is going to be a new day before the Father. While we're taking the elements and serving it to you, you do that. Just have a time of cleansing, you and the Lord and your spouse. We're told it was a celebration meal, a celebration of their family, Passover. And Jews came from everywhere. At the end of the meal, Jesus, understanding about what was going to happen, stood and took the elements they had on the table, and he simply said, I want you to remember something. And reaching across the table, he took some bread, and he blessed it. Then he took the table wine, common as can be, and blessed it. And since that time, we've learned to understand that the bread was a symbol for his body, which would be broken for us. And the red wine was a coloration of the blood of Jesus shed for the remission of our sins. And the thing that Jesus kept saying, as often as you do this, remember me. I want to say to you, as we take the elements together, remember him. Think about his love. Think about his grace. And let his love wash over you. We'll serve the bread first. As soon as everybody gets it, you watch me and we'll take it together. We'll do the same thing with the Jews. Jesus took both of those and he blessed them. I'm going to bless them together. So the rest of the time you can just quietly meditate on what God's doing in your midst. May we pray together. Broken for me. It's an athletic term, Father. Take one for the team. We've seen it in every sport there is, but probably we've never seen it like we saw it on the cross. It should have been me. It was my sin that put him there. But his body was broken for me. And that takes my breath away. And the blood that was shed for me. Wow. What a Savior. Bless the elements. Give us thoughts of you. In Jesus' name, amen.